From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Managers of a damaged nuclear power plant in Japan have not been able to pump water back into one reactor. And NPR's Dan Charles says the fuel rods are probably overheating.
The new problem is just the latest crisis at the Fukushima Daiichi power plant. Overheating nuclear fuel at reactors 1 and 3 released hydrogen gas, which was vented and exploded, although very little radiation was released. Managers have been able to pump seawater into those reactors to cool the fuel, but they have had great difficulty getting water into reactor number 2 because of a stuck valve. Officials say the fuel rods in that reactor now are completely exposed and uncooled. This increases the risk that the fuel could disintegrate and fall to the bottom of the reactor vessel. That's sometimes called a meltdown. Even then, the fuel still would be trapped inside a steel containment vessel, but there's concern about just how much heat and pressure that vessel can take. Dan Charles, NPR News, Washington.
Yemen's president has fired a key minister as security forces use force against anti-government protesters. The minister was ousted for failing to mediate with opposition parties and resolve a month-long crisis. At least 10 people were injured when police fired on protesters in the capital yesterday. President Obama has more homework for members of Congress. He wants them to rewrite the No Child Left Behind Act before the new school year begins. NPR's Scott Horsley says Mr. Obama made the case at a Virginia middle school.
President Obama says the 9-year-old No Child Left Behind Act has done some good, holding schools more accountable for the performance of their students. But Mr. Obama says instead of merely identifying failing schools, the government needs to take steps to make every school better.
In the 21st century, it's not enough to leave no child behind. We need to help every child get ahead. We need to get every child on a path to academic excellence.
Mr. Obama also stressed that even as Congress looks for ways to reduce the federal deficit, he'll fight any effort to cut spending on education. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Rising gas prices may be driving a lot of people onto subways and buses. Art Gazzetti of the American Public Transportation Association says $4 a gallon seems to be the tipping point for people switching to mass transit.
As we approach this, where it's really hitting the pocket, then people seem to be more inclined to make the change.
The average price of regular nationwide is over $3.50 a gallon. Airline pilots in India are undergoing close scrutiny after officials discovered 4 made it to the cockpit with fake documents. 2 were arrested, including one pilot with national carrier Air India. Checking stocks, the Dow has fallen 121 points at this hour. NASDAQ is off about 27, and the S&P 500 is down 15. This is NPR. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Paris for talks on the crisis in Libya, and her agenda includes the first high-level U.S. contact with opponents of Muammar Gaddafi. Opposition forces have been pleading for military intervention as government troops make inroads in rebel-held areas of Libya. The High Court in Lahore, Pakistan's has declined to rule on whether jailed CIA contractor Raymond Davis has diplomatic immunity. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports the immunity question now goes before the court hearing the criminal case against Davis, who claims self-defense in the shooting of 2 Pakistani men.
The Lahore High Court justice said that Pakistan's government did not provide an answer to the question of whether Davis has immunity in its submission to the court Monday. The lack of clarity is an apparent reflection of the government's reluctance to make what is a highly sensitive decision. Pakistan's government could face a storm of criticism if Davis walks free. But by keeping him in jail, Pakistan risks straining even more deeply relations with the United States, its major Western backer. And that could have implications for the fight against Al-Qaeda and the war next door in Afghanistan. Prolonging the decision on Davis's immunity, however, could give both countries time to negotiate a resolution with the families of the 2 men Davis is accused of killing. A criminal court resumes the murder case on Wednesday. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Lahore.
Good news about a Texas toddler who plunged out a second-floor window onto pavement. Police in Texas City say the 2-year-old boy apparently landed on his head but is expected to recover. The child is being treated at a Houston hospital but could be released in a few days. Pam Coulter, NPR News, Washington.
Support for